assuming you have the papers from last weekend from, and Ivy gave out tonight, you have some papers, right? Last, we were learning, we began last week, the Seder of Shiurim, Mitzvah Hashem through the year, as Hashem should continue Yerushalayim next year, we have to get to Malchus. We began to talk about the Nimshal of the Tumah Shalom, Rabbi Hillel Pyrich's Marshal, Rabbi Nachman Breslov's Marshal, which have the same Nimshal. We began to unravel the Nimshal. We ended it last week with the Lashon of the Tanya in Likutei Torah. Mebchinas Ayin Vehelem Yebchinas Ani. If we're talking about Koyches and Nefesh, we're going to permit Hashem spend the entire Zman, Keser, Chochma, Bina, to understand what do we mean when we say the word I? What is it that's contained in that little word, ani? And then to learn about the koiches of the ani that we have. Koiches ha-nefesh. So we learned at the end last week that ideally, when I say the word ani, I, me, that word ani is an expression of what the Tanya calls the ayin hane'elam. The letters ani, the same letters as ayin, and that ani, I, is an expression of the ayin hane'elam. Of that ayin that is hidden from the eye, that essential ani, which in this world we don't see, that is the ayin of the world, of the sharish of the neshama, of the world above. Because we understand, it's very obvious, that in most cases, the ani is covering and concealing the ayin. In most cases, that's how we live. That the ani is covering the ayin. The ani is conflicting with the ayin. The ani is fighting against the gilui, the revelation of the ayin. Look at this amazing statement in the Reishis Chochma on the page from last week. Reishis Chochma, where it says Perek Beis, the third piece on the page from last week. Which is Perek Beis. So Reishis Chochma in Shar HaYira, Sholu is Rabbi Eliezer. Keitzad Din HaKever. There's a section here in Reishis Chochma. It's not easy reading, and it doesn't make a person comfortable. There's a whole section of what happens to a person. What happens to a person after he dies? What goes on in the kever? What do we experience in the grave? It's a whole meseches chibut kever. It's a pachad. And it's not recommended for Tavshin Ayin Dalit. But one sentence from there, which is very much nogeya le'inyaneinu, what we're learning, is sholus rabbi Eliezer, keitzad din ha-kever. What's the din? What is the din of the kever of the grave? Keitzad din ha-kever. Amalam, bizman she-nifter adam in ha-olam, when a person passes away, when a person leaves the world, bo malach ha-mavis v'yoyshev al-kivroi, the malach ha-mavis comes and sits on the person's grave, u'maka oise v'yodai, and he hits, the malach ha-mavis is hitting the person, v'oymaloi, and he says to the mace, Kum Hegidli Shmecha. Rise up and tell me your name. Ermalai, Golov Yadul if the Misha Amava Hayahalam, if the mace tells Malach HaMoav is the angel of death. Golov Yadul if the Misha Amava Hayahalam, it's revealed and it's known before the one who created the world, who said there should be a world. She'eini Yadea Mashmi. I don't know my name. Eini Yadea Mashmi. Miyad Machnis Ruach Neshama Begufai. Uma'amidai Umachayvai Bedin. That if the person's response to the question of the Malach HaMoav, when the Malach HaMoav asks you, what's your name? Announce your name. If the mace is not able to say his name, so then it's a terrible thing that happens. The Ruach, the Neshama, and the Guf are brought to judgment, whatever that means. It's not what we're going to talk about, what the din is. But what the Reish Chachma is telling us is there such a thing as forgetting the ani. In other words, you lived a life, you lived your life, you lived a life, and at the end of your life, when you were 120, you were asked the question, what's your name? So we think, what's the big deal? My name is Moshe Kapaya, my name is Baruch Shema, what's the name? The question, the answer to the question, what is your name, is the answer to the question of, who are you? As you know, we're not going to go into this now. The name is the person. The name is the essence of the person. That's why it's so important for us to use our Jewish names. And the whole sugi of naming, which is not for now, is a very, very big inyan in halacha and kabbalah. So the pachad is that a person is interviewed by the Malach HaMoav after he passes away, and he's asked, no, what's your name? And it's possible that a person can't answer the question. He can't answer that question. The question is, who are you? Who are you? Now, he might come up with a number of answers to this question. What's your name or who are you? He might say, I'm married to Chai Sprinze Goldstein or something. So then the Malach HaMoav gives a patch and says, I didn't ask you who you're married to. I finished Bavli Yerushalmi. Very nice. Get a patch. I didn't ask you what you learned. My children, I didn't ask you that. I was an attorney. I was a doc. It's not the question of who are you? Mi ani, who am I? As long as it does not answer, or as long as it doesn't match what the Tanya calls the ayin hane'elam. If a person lives in this world and he passes on from the world, and he doesn't have a musig of who he was. Who was he? Bemis. We're going to talk a lot about that. Bemis. Who was I? Why was I created? What's the tachlis of my life? What my koiches? Who was I? If the person leaves this world without ever having found again what we were learning about last week in the Moshel from Rabbi Nachman, the Hungarian wine, or from Rabbi Hillel Pirotcher, without finding the niggun, the song, without remembering the song, the ani, the ayin of who you are in that world beyond this world, you didn't connect to that, you didn't live with that ayin, with that ani. It means that you can't possibly answer the question of the Malach HaMoav. And the whole din, the Reish Chacham says, the din of the person comes as a result. The difficulties after death are the result of a person, not primarily, of a person not being able to answer this question. What's your name? So we have a school, it's brought down the Svarim, that it's important when you go back, before you go back to the three steps at the end of Shemoneh Esrei, to say your pasuk or your psukim, the letters, first letter, last letter from the name, which is a very chashuv thing to put down from the Shlach Kodesh, and other tzaddikim, that everybody should be careful to try to do, which is brought down in the Svarim, that helps you to remember your name. Why that is, that's itself a different discussion. I'm not going to go into right now. How does it help to say psukim? How does one discover oneself through those psukim, or through the pasukim, whatever the name is, names? That's a different discussion. But any answer about what I do, I remember years ago, I was teaching boys in high school, and we went to see an Adam Gadol. And one of the boys, the Adam Gadol went around asking everybody about what is it that, who are you, and so on. And one of the boys, I remember there, one of the boys' names, his last name was Alfasi. So I remember the Rosh Hashiva asked him, what's your name? And he said, Alfasi. So the Shiva's writing this spell. And he said, do you know, you ever hear of Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi? So the Bocha said, yeah, he's a guy in the back of the Gemara. So the Rosh Hashiva said, you know, it's not so easy to get into the back of the Gemara. It's the guy in the back of the Gemara, like, you know. It's not so easy to get to the back of the Gemara. And then he asked him, he's looking at this boy, and the boy is a Ben Achaben from the Rif. Mamish from the Rif. The family's from Fez. He's a Ben Achaben from the Rif. So the Rosh Hashiva asked him, so who are you? So he said, I plan on majoring in accounting. So the Rosh Hashiva said to him, so who are you? So he looks, he's starting to look like, you know, look around like something's wrong. I want to major in accounting. He starts to like scream, he thought he couldn't hear. So Shiva said to him, you know, you're a grandson of the Rif. I didn't ask you what you want to do. You want to be an accountant? That's fine. Do whatever you like. I asked you, who are you? Who are you? That question, Mi'ata, which directed to the self, Mi'ani, what's my name? What's your name? Is a pachet of a person who's not able to answer the question. That's the question, not the $24,000 question, that's the question of our existence. You don't have it in front of you, but there's a Torah in the Eretz HaTshuva, Perek Tesvav, Seif Yud, in Eretz HaTshuva. I'll just read to you a few words. I meant to photos that I forgot to give it to make more for it. It says, Rav Kook writes in Eretz HaTshuva, Perek Tesvav, Seif Yud, Kishashoychichem es mahus hanishoma ha'atzmes. When one forgets the mahus, the essence of the neshama ha'atzmes, we're going to try to learn this year. What that means, the neshama ha'atzmes. When one forgets the neshama ha'atzmes, his neshama, who he is. Kshemesichem deyam leestakel b'toychius hachayim hapnimiyim shel atzmai. When a person is mesich das, he doesn't pay attention. He's distracted, and he doesn't look to see the toichius achayim hapnimiyim shel atzmai, the inner essence, the content of his own life, of who he is be'emes. Hakol naaseh me'urvav u'mesupak. Everything becomes confusing, and your entire life is just a big suffix. Everything becomes confusing. Everything becomes mesupak. This whole world in the Ishbitz Yisrael is called an Ilona de Sveika, the tree of doubt. Everything becomes unclear. Everything becomes unclear. Who am I? I'm a doctor, I'm a lawyer, I'm a Rosh Hashiva, I'm a father, I'm a husband. Everything becomes unclear. Vatshuva haroshes. Rav Kook says the beginning of tshuva, the beginning of returning to Hashem, ha-tshuva rushes, she mi'ira esamach hashakim miyad, that immediately begins to illuminate the darkness of your life. He she yoshuv ha'adam el atzmai, is the return of a person to himself. He she yoshuv ha'adam el atzmai, el shoresh nishmasa, to the root of his soul. Now it sounds very esoteric. We're going to learn. It's not. We're not talking about something Kabbalistic. Of course, there are deeper and deeper levels. But each and every one of us, over the years, not only can, but must access that part of himself that's called Sheresh Nishmasa. So the Rav Kook says the beginning of tshuva, not the final advanced stage of tshuva, the beginning of tshuva, which already illuminates the darkness from the beginning. Yishayoshuv ha'adam l'atzmo l'sheresh nishmaso, u'miyad, if he does that, yoshuv ha'alokim. Once he knows himself, once he has an inkling of who he is, what his kaychas are, who he is, then u'miyad yoshuv ha'alokim. Then he could immediately return to God. El nishmas kol ha'neshamas. Hashem is the nishmas kol ha'neshamas. The soul of all souls. The yelech ve'yitzad hala, maila maila b'kedush u'v'tahara. And then he could march forward, higher and higher, in kedusha and tahara. And then Rav Kook says something we're not really going to go into. I'll just share with you this sentence. If you have a chance to look. V'dov is a noheg ben b'ish yechidi. This is true when speaking of the individual person. Bein ba'am shalem, and the entire nation. Bein b'chol ha'enoishius, and on a certain level all of mankind. Bemitikin kol ha'avaya kula, to repair all of creation. Shekil kula ba tamid mimashi shechachas es atzma. Everything is ruined. The individual, the nation, a people, mankind, all that exists is ruined. The root of that ruination is mimashi shechachas es atzma. Mimashi shechachas es atzma. Forgetting the self. Mimashi shechachas es atzma. Now look inside on the page from last week. The bottom of the page, Shara Yichud Vemuna. The Tanya explains in the third parak of Shara Yichud Vemuna. Achrei hadvarim va'emes ha'ela. Kol maskil al dover yovin la'ashuro. After all that we've learned, an intelligent person who understands this properly. Yovin la'ashuro ech shekol nivra v'yesh hu be'emes nechshav la'ayin v'eves mamish. L'gabi koach ha'poel v'ruach piv. Shenifal hamahava oisai tamid, umaytziyai me'ayin mamish liyesh. Again, slowly. Eich shekol nivra v'yesh. A person of deep understanding realizes that everything that was created and we see in this world as yesh, as reality, shekol nivra v'yesh, hu b'emes nechshav la'ayin. The emes is nechshav la'ay. The truth is, what we see in front of our eyes, the emes is ayin, is nothing. Is nechshav la'ayin ve'efes mamish, legabe koach ha'poel, legabe, in light of, or compared to, the koach ha'poel, the true koach, of what this yesh is, that we see before our eyes. Whether it's the person or it's the table. What we see and we take very, very seriously as reality that's sitting before our eyes, that's only the final stage. That's only after millions upon millions of descents from that higher shurish of what that is, which is ayin. Nechshav la'ayin v'efes mamash gabi koach ha'pol ruach piv shebenifal. The ruach piv of Hashem, that breath of Hashem's mouth, shenifal hamahava oisai, that every moment gives existence. The Tanya, of course, talks about that a lot in the first parak of Shayichum, the first and second parak. Ruach Piv Shenifal Amahava Oisai Tomid Omotzio Mi Ayin Mamish Liyesh. It's that continuous infusion of Elokus, of Hashem saying, Vayihi, you shall be, that is able to take something from a state of Ayin, nothingness, from that Sherish, that root of this, of the existence of this person or this thing, and brings it into the world of Yesh. All the way down till we see a table, till you and I exist, and so on. When we look at everything that exists, and we see it as Yesh. When we look at everything that exists, we see it as reality. It's Yesh. It's mamashes. It's tangible. It's yesh. The Tanya says, so machmas, the only reason that we see this as the true yesh, really it's ayin. The reason we see it as yesh, machmas she'ein anu masigim v'royim be'enei basar, is because we're not able to see with our human eyes, as koach Hashem, the koach of Hashem, the ruach piv, and the ruach of Hashem's mouth, should be nivra in this that exists, in this thing that was created. But if it were possible for the human eye to be given permission to see, if the human eye could truly see, to see the true chiyas, the true life, the true ruchnius shebechol nivra, in all that exists, in each piece of existence, hashefeyabo, that is pouring into it, mimoitze pi Hashem, from the mouth of Hashem, v'ruach piv, and the ruach of his mouth, lohaya gashmius hanivra v'chaymer v'moshon nira klal le'einayim. Then we wouldn't see the wooden formica table. We wouldn't see the flesh and blood. We wouldn't see the physical book. We wouldn't see those things. We would see the true yesh, which is the ayin ha'eloki. We would see that if we could see with our eyes. Ki hu botel b'metzias mamish l'gabi achiyas v'aruchnias shabai. We would see how the physicality of that nivra is totally bottled. It's nothing before the true, its true essence, which is ruchnias, which is ruach piv, which is the breath of Hashem's mouth, which is that ayin hane'elam, the ayin hane'elam, the ayin that we don't see with our eyes. Is both mitzias mamish the gabi achiyas v'aruchnias shabai me'achashem ibaladei haruchnias. If not for the ruach piv, if not for that infusion of Yeshus, of creation, from Hashem's mouth, kivyochel, b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu, u'b'ruach piv kol tzivam, if not for that, haya ayin ve'efes mamish, there wouldn't be anything, it wouldn't exist. This which we look at and we see as something which is physical and has existence, if not for the dvar Hashem, if not for the moitzi pi Hashem, haya ayin ve'efes mamish, would be absolutely nothing. Ayin v'efes mamish, k'may koidim sheishis yimei breishis mamish. K'may koidim sheishis yimei breishis mamish. Ilud nitna rishus la'ayin lirais. If the eye, if the human eye could see what reality really is, then we would see that what we call ani, and we identify as ani, by my occupation, by my shoe size, by my address, by who I'm married to, by who my kids are, by what I do for a living, and so on and so forth. That's not the ani. That's not the ani. That's not who you are. That's a hislabshus that comes after many, many, many infinite descents into the physical world until there's a guf. But if we could see ilunidna ayin liris, we would see that all of this is nothing. Is nothing. And that the ani, the I, is the ayin hane'elam. Is that ayin hane'elam. That you don't see with the eye. The sherish of the neshama. That comes, kivyachah, from the mouth of the bari olam. one of the most famous, yeah, Israel.
Where does that leave the activities of daily life and all of that, which are kind of building up of the Yesh?
Everything that we do in this world is to trace, and all that exists, and everything that we come into contact with, and everything that we're doing is to trace the ayin in the ani. So when I take a pair of tefillin that's made from the skin, the hide of an animal. So again, in this world of the nivra of yesh, it's an animal hide. The transformation that is revealed through the mitzvah of tefillin, or through the klaf of the Sefer Torah, is able to connect me to the ayin of that nivra, of that which exists. And therefore the tzaddikim live in a constant state of yichudim, of yichud shebrichu shchinte, of connecting shemayim and arz. Everything that's in this world for the tzaddik is a sula mutzav arza, for roishay megi hashemayim. So the avoda of the tzaddik is to see everything in this world that he comes into contact with, and to be able to somehow return to roishay megi hashemayim. And it's all the davening. All davening is about that. That's the whole avoda of davening. It's being able to see things for what they are, and being able to reconnect that reality of Mutzav Arza with Roisha Megi HaShemayim. And the Malach Elokim Olim V'yardim Boy, meaning the person himself. These are the Yechudim that the Tzadikim are Isaac. But you know that the Kedushas Levi, that when they gave the Kedushas Levi to have a cup of coffee, so I'm sure that many of you know that he was visiting in a place that they were not accustomed to the ways of a tzaddik, and somebody gave the Kedushas Levi, he poured him a cup of coffee, and then he poured in a little milk, and the Kedushas Levi didn't touch it. He wouldn't look at it. He ignored it. And the Rebbe Reb Shmelke was there, and he told the fellow, first pour in a little milk and then pour in the coffee. So, okay. He poured in a little milk in another cup, and then he poured the coffee, and the B'ditch made one of his brachas, how he used to do that. And they asked afterwards the Rebbe Shmalka, what was that? What's the difference? The coffee, the milk. So he says that the B'ditch, his inyan of drinking coffee, is the kavanas of being tovel in the mikveh. And the mikveh is mem is milch, is the milk, and then is the kaveh, and then is the coffee. So mikveh is mem, milk. First you put in the milk, and then you put in the coffee, the kaveh. So you could ask a kasha, what kind of word is kaveh and coffee? And milk is Yiddish, and kaveh is not. You could ask one, but you could ask a million kashas. The tzaddik lives every sec in such a world of yichudim. That's what it means, yichudim. Yichudim means to uncover the ayin in all that exists. To uncover elokus. You and I, in a very simple way, we don't know anything in Kabbalah, but we try in a very simple way. When we say a bracha, we try to do that. Bracha to Hashem, okay, shahak kol niyavidvaro, we try to do that. When I say those words, shahak kol niyavidvaro, I say borei pri ha'etz, borei pri adama, what I'm saying is borei, in the present tense, borei pri ha'etz. That this apple that I'm holding in my hand, which looks to me like this is what it is. In other words, if someone was to ask you, what's the ani of the apple? So you would answer scientifically, you would say the ani of the apple is, however you would answer that, depending upon your knowledge of apples, that's the ani of the apple. But when you say boire pri ha'etz, not bora, boire pri ha'etz, you are acknowledging, moidim anachnu lach, like the Tanya says, moidim is not just a lashon of acknowledging, it means to confess. It means I confess. I'm not only thanking you for this apple, but I admit and I confess that the apple is not the way that it looks. This is not what the real apple is. This is not it. And somebody asks you, so then what is it, Takis? I don't know. I mean, tzaddikim mukubalim don't know. There's a whole sefer from the Malay HaRoyim. There are different svarim in Kabbalah that a person is able to look up in the sefer tapuach, and then it tells you what the tapuach is. To look up what the tapuach is. There are hints along the way. If you know some teachings of Chazal, and Chazal tell us what's the inyan of a tapuach. So l'marshal, I just use apple as an example, Simon. So tapuach l'marshal is tachas ha-tapuach, or it says in Shir Shirim. So tapuach is ikdimu nasa l'nishma, because every other fruit first is the flower, and then is the fruit, and then the fruit, and then the flower. So it's nasa, it's an inyan of nasa v'nishma. Now, if you follow through with that, what does an apple have to do with nasa v'nishma? And you follow through, and then you try to look in the swarm to see what is the tapuach. So you could find out what is the configuration of the spheres that gives existence to that which we call a tapuach. Everything. But to begin with, when we say the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, you remember we were learning last year on Anabakach, Asagveyu ki yoda Hashemi. Hashem yikra'eyu ve'eneyu. Right? Yoda Hashemi. To know the Shem Hashem, that means in every one of the brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, the UK Vavke, whether it's with the comments is Kesem, whether it's with the Patach, whether it's the Segel, what's the configuration of the spheres in each of the Shemes of Hashem? When we make a bracha, when you're saying the bracha, Haraitse B'tshuv, when you say the bracha, Matzmiya Ken Yeshua, the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, has different nikud. The nikud is the code to understand what does the bracha mean. It's the chiyus, it's the elokus, it's the ayin inside of the bracha, is in the nikudas. There's a big world. We don't. That's what the Tanya says. Ilo nitna ha'ayin yushus liras. Well, the tzaddikim, any Hashem el tzaddikim, the tzaddikim have God's eyes. And the tzaddikim are able to see, what is this? What is a shulchan? What is it? What is it? Ilu nitna rishus, if the eye had permission to see. So the tzaddikim, their entire lives, are trying to see the ayin hane'elam. Which doesn't mean that the apple doesn't exist. The same way it doesn't mean that we don't exist. But when one understands that there's an ayin hanelam, when one believes in that, then the natural consequence of that is that my gashmius life, my guf, becomes bottled to who I am. My neshama directs the traffic, not my guf. You follow? Or as they say, by the chassidim, like there was once the ma'isa behind it was that there was a misnagid that he was for some reason by Rabbi Aaron Hagadol, by Rabbi Aaron Kalina, he was passing through, and Rabbi Aaron Kalina made a bracha in an apple, and then he was giving out apples, made a bracha in an apple, so the misnagid of course was thinking, this is a tzaddik, I also eat apples, now what's the difference between me and the tzaddik? So Rabbi Aaron Kalina said a Torah then. He didn't say that the person was thinking that, but of course he read his thoughts. And Rabbi Aaron Kalina said that there's a difference between a regular person makes a bracha so that he can get to the apple. He says the tzaddik eats an apple so that he can get to the bracha. So when a person lives that way, it means that the ani of the guf is bottle to the ayin hane'elam. So the marshal. The ani is telling you to stay in bed an extra half hour and to miss slichas and to miss kinis and to miss hakdamas, whatever it is you miss. Right? The ani is saying that. I want to have an extra half hour sleep. The ayin is saying, Ayin is saying is kum lavadis abayri, get up and serve the Creator. The tachlis of life is that the ani should be misbatel to the ayin. That the ani of how I see the ani, of how I experience ani in the guf, should be bottled to the eye. Most Jews, Orthodox Jews, have no musig of what that means, of what that is, ayin. And therefore it's very hard to be mevatel yourself to an ayin that you don't see and that you really don't know anything about. Ilo nitna ha'ayin lirais. We don't see it with our eyes. We don't see it with our eyes. That's what the Tanya say. So, fakid, in Chassidus, the tachlis is avoid b'gashmius. Not ignoring gashmius, not rejecting the physical world. That was never the way of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh and Tomei Baal Shem. And you've probably noticed that in general, Chassidim enjoy themselves more than other people. That's not the way of the Baal Shem Tov. The way of the Baal Shem Tov was avoid b'gashmius. Avoid b'gashmius. The Ayin Hanelam. The Ayin Hanelam, of course, that's not practiced so much in anyway nowadays, but the Ayin Hanelam. Our work this year, Mitzvah Shem, is going to be Gabi ourselves, to understand the Ayin Hanelam. Obviously, each person, after we learn all of these things, will have to look more into himself to try to figure things out. We're just going to go through the different stages or the different parts to dissect the self. Each person is unique. Each person is different. And that leads to one of the most famous Torahs in the Eretz HaKadosh Shem Rav Kook. I'm fairly certain that many of you have learned this Torah, have seen this Torah. If you haven't, it's mamish, something that you remember the rest of your life. Bakoshas ha'ani atzmi. Bakoshas ha'ani atzmi. The Novi Yecheskel said, Va'ani b'soich ha'goylo. Va'ani b'soich ha'goylo. You know that Yecheskel said the vua in Chutzlars. That's a big question. How could that be? That's not for now. Va'ani b'soich ha'goylo. And I am in Golos. Vani b'soich ha'goyla. So Rav Kook takes that, and look what he does with this. Ha'ani ha'pnimi ha'atzmi shel ha'yochid v'shel ha'tzibur. The inner essential ani, I, of the individual and of the community. Einu mezgala b'toch yusai. Rak lefi erech ha'kedusha v'tahar shalai. Can only be revealed in its true content, its true essence. Through that erech, that value of kedusha and tahara shalai. Lefi erech ha'gevura, kedusha and tahara, lefi erech ha'gevura ha'elyoina, ha'sfuga that is saturated me'ha'oira ha'tahara shal ziv maila, of that pure light, of ziv maila, of that radiance from above. Shehimis lahevis bekirba. That is mislahiv, that is burning within the person himself. In other words, Rav Kook is saying that not only when Yecheskel Navi said Vani b'soich ha'goyla, he wasn't saying that I live in Golos. I'm physically in Golos. What he is saying is that the greatest tragedy of life is when the ani is in a state of Golos. When I don't know where my ani is. Va'ani b'soich ha'goyla. I've given up on the Hungarian wine. I've given up on the niggun. Va'ani b'soich ha'goyla. He says, Chatonim avoseinu. We have sinned together with our fathers. Chet Adam harishon. Now, if Cook says that this chet that we're repeating, this sin, that lies at the root of all of our sins is an outgrowth of that sin of Adam HaRishon, of that first sin. Chatonim avoseinu chet Adam HaRishon. Every single time that you and I do something against Hashem's will, we're repeating the chet of Adam HaRishon. Every chet every sin that has ever taken place is a Gilgal of the chet of Adam HaRishon. And what's the chet of Adam HaRishon? Shenisnaker la'atzmiyusa. He became a stranger to himself. That's the root of all sins. Nisnaker la'atzmiyusa. He became a stranger to himself. Shepana la'daito shel nochash. Instead of gazing deeply within himself to that truth of the Ein Hanelom that he knew within himself, he began to listen to a voice outside of himself, to the voice of the snake. He began to listen to the non-ani, to the ani of this world outside of himself, and he was distracted from the ani of who he was, which is the Ein Hanelom. And instead, he sought to hear out the opinion of the snake. And in the process of leaning towards the snake to listen to what the snake has to say, he forfeited himself. He gave himself up. He lost himself. Lo yoda lahashiv tshuva brura. And that's why he could not come up with a clear answer, al shelas ayeka. And Hashem asked him, ayeka, where are you? Hashem wasn't asking him, like, on the corner, where are you on the corner of Maple and Vine? That's not the question. Where are you? Were you in New Jersey? You're in New York? Where are you? You're in Gan Eden, in Chutz to Gan Eden. The question of Ayeka, where is the you? Where are you? It's the same question that the Malach HaMavah asks each and every one of us after we die. When you're asked, what's your name? Ayeka, where are you? So why couldn't Adam HaRishon come up with a straight answer? Adam HaRishon couldn't come up with a clear answer to the question of Ayeka. So he says, you know why? He didn't know himself. He lost himself. He turned away from himself and he got entangled with the snake. He got busy with other voices. Because the true anius, with an aleph, the true I-ness, that true I, nevda mimenu, was lost. B'chet ha-hishtachavor le-elzar, with the sin of bowing down to a foreign god. Avodah Zarah is called elzar, foreign, strange, outside of you. It's not you. The bowing down to an Elzar, to the Elzar, to a foreign way of identifying yourself, a foreign outside way of seeing yourself, that's the sheirish of all chet. All chet comes from that. If you and I would remain faithful, if the ani would be attached to the ayin hanelam, so then we would never, ever, ever, we would never, ever be unfaithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the neshama of all neshamas. We would never be unfaithful. We would never be able to sit. Chota Yisrael. That chet of Adam HaRishon would continue on. And Chota Yisrael, and Am Yisrael has sinned. Zona Achrei Elohei Nechar. That's why they're called strange gods, foreign gods. You think that you're going to find yourself someplace else. I think I might have mentioned this to you last year at some point, but that we had years ago, my parents were by our Seder, and we lived in Far Rockaway. And we had these college students that came that were not yet Balei Tshuva. They were sent to us that they were interested in Yiddishkeit. They didn't really know much. And during the Seder, one of them is describing how he was in Africa and he was in Asia and he went to all these different places and he wasn't going to school. He took off 2 years from school to go around the world. My father doesn't go for that stuff. My father goes for staying, you know, on the program. So this guy's talking about he went to Himalayas and he went to China. And he's got my father's listening to this, you know, in the middle of the Seder, this guy's talking all about his things. So my father asked him, why'd you go to all those places? So this boy says, I went there to find myself. So my father never heard that nusach. So my father says, you went to find yourself? Here you are. What do you mean, my father? What do you mean you're finding this? You have to find yourself? This dude. Here you are, right here. This is yourself. What are you going to China to find yourself? You take yourself to China too. But that doesn't mean China's going to help you to find yourself. Because that's what my father was saying. You could give these speeches about finding yourself. Of course, on your parents' chashmon. To go find yourself. You don't have to go anywhere to find yourself. You don't have to go on a trip to find yourself. Zonachar Eloheinecha. Therefore, Avodah Zara is called Avodah Zara. It's strange. It's foreign. It's called Eloheinecha. Foreign, strange gods. You made something else into that means of identifying yourself. As aniyu so ha'atzmis ozav, you abandoned your own ani. Zonach Yisrael toiv, and we gave up all that's good. Chata ha'aretz, and we see that in Maaseh Bereishis, the earth sinned. Hichishes atzmiusa, it denied its own essence. Tzimtzuma eschela, it constricted its strength. Holcha achrei megamis v'tachlisais, it was seeking all kinds of objectives and goals. Now, I'm not going to go into this right now, but I think all of you know that Hashem commanded the earth to bring forth trees that would have the same taste as their fruit. Tam Eitz could be Tam Pri. The earth was not interested in that. The earth produced two separate things. There's an Eitz and there's a Pri. An Esrig is different. But that's the Tam Eitz Ketam Pri. But the earth, whatever that means, the earth disobeyed. That means earthly existence does not agree with this. Physical existence says that the Tam Ha'etz is not Ketam Ha'pri. Why? Because the earth was not interested in the Eitz. What's an Eitz? The Eitz is the bark and the branches. The earth was only interested in the Tachlis. The Tachlis is what? The fruit. So Rav Kook is explaining that because of this, the earth was seeking magamos v'tachlisos leinosnes kol chela kamos lios tam ha'etz ketam piryo, and therefore the earth didn't give all of its kaiches over to see to it that the taste of the tree would be delicious as the fruit, that getting to something would be as delicious as having it, that the tree would be as wonderful as the fruit. And instead, the earth said, no, we're just interested in the fruit. We're just interested in the fruit. We're not interested in the tree. The tree is just how you get that. Therefore, from a very early age, children are not really interested in what their parents have to say. They just want, they see themselves as the payers. They just want the fruit. They don't want the tree. My parents are the tree. Shkoyach. And the chet of Adam Rishon was to take the fruit from the tree. I just want the end result. I don't want the way of getting to the end result. If somebody could have some electrodes attached to his head and wake up the next morning as Rav Moshe Feinstein, that would also be fine. And then he'd be able to blow the world away by saying over Bavli Yerushalmis and everything like that. And to Paskin to write new Sefer, you know, Tshuvas and so on. He doesn't want the years of struggling of trees. He just wants the payers. He just wants the end. So by doing that, the earth did not recognize its purpose. Its purpose is produce trees that have the same taste as the fruit. Its purpose is in creation to give meaning to the means that lead to the end. Whatever that is, that's not for now. The point is that the earth wanted something else. The earth ignored its ani, and it lost its way. Nasa ayin michutzla. The earth turned its eye away from itself. That's the same thing happened to the snake. But Chazal say that the snake wanted, it says, Nasa ayin b'masha ena shalai. Nasa ena b'masha ena shalai. The snake wanted something that's not his. That's the shirish of all chayt. Lachshoyev al dvar goy rolos ukariros, which means to be able, that the earth only wanted to see the end, the final end, the destiny, the ultimate. And the same thing happened with the moon. Kitruga hayireach. The moon had a certain role in creation, that it was to be the mo'or hakatan, the smaller luminary, and the sun was to be the greater luminary. Or we could say from the beginning, when it was Shnema Iris Hagadon, they were both great luminaries, but then the moon was not satisfied in that state. And the moon had a kasha, right? The kitrig of the Levana was, how could two malachim be wear one crown? What's that your inyan? What are you asking a kasha? The Baruch Shalom made you this way. And as a result of that, of the sivu of Pnimiyusa, the moon lost its inner axis. Simchas Chelka, and the moon lost the joy that she should have had with who she was. She wasn't satisfied. Cholma al dvar hadras malachim chitzayna. The moon was dreaming of being the only king. The only vima or hagodl, that's all. The koholecha olam, and so the world goes on and on. Bitsoilal ba'ovdan ha'ani, and is drowning in this loss of the ani, of the ayin hane'elam, of the essence. Shal kol achad, shal haprat v'shal haklal. That happens to the individual, and that happens to the nations, to the entire nation. Boi mechanchim l'modim, therefore we find, that's the main point that we need to do for now, but just to see the end, it's chaval not to see. Boi mechanchim l'modim, so you have very educated teachers. Mistaklam chitzonius, they only look at the chitzonius of their students. Mesichim deya, gam heim min ha'ani. They don't pay attention to who that student really is, who's the ani that they're talking to. And we see from Tevin al-Madura, and they're adding more straw to the flame. Mashkim es atzmeim b'chaymetz, they're giving those who are thirsty vinegar to drink. Mefatmim es amoiches, they're fattening their brains, vesalavavis in the hearts. B'kol mashe chutz mehem, with all things that are not for that brain and not for that heart. Just the teacher holds from that. And the teacher thinks his life's mission is to fill that kid with his inyan, not to pay the slightest attention to what that kid needs. Who is that child that's sitting before me? Who's that ani? But instead, mefatmim es hamoiches v'salavavus b'chol mashechutz mehem, to fatten the minds and the hearts with all things that are irrelevant to the ani of who that person is that's sitting in front of them. There's no bearing upon the ani. It's just, I want to say this. I have to say this. This is important to me. Like you have very often. And somebody the other day, somebody said to me, "There's a certain minhag that I have." And there was somebody that was visiting in the shul, a person who considers himself some sort of a lamdan, and he said, "What's this minhag? What are you doing?" So I said, it's the minhag of the Baal Tanya. So he says, "We don't hold from that." So he said to me, "He said, we don't hold from that." He says, so I said to him, "I do." So he said, "My Rosh Hashiva, that's not the Masorah that..." So I said to him, "I don't know who your Rosh Hashiva is, but the Baal Tanya is much, much, much greater than your Rosh Hashiva." I'm sorry. You have this yeshus, this gaiva that people have. Kilo, the whole world, they can only see through their own eyes. The whole world is only through their own eyes. Ichal tazoi. This is how I hold. This is my Messiah. I was sitting once with Reb Chaim Kramer, and there was somebody from Breslov, and so he's a wonderful person. And somebody was, they were interviewing us for Mishpacha magazine. And the person asked Reb Chaim, "You know, there are you know, there are a lot of gedolim nowadays that they're against Rabbi Nachman. That's what the person said. So Chaim Kremer said, Rabbi Nachman was a bigger gadol than that. He's just like, Nachman's also, that's your gadol, this is my gadol. You know, may the best man win. There are gedolim who are against Rabbi Nachman. Let them say that to Rabbi Nachman's face. They're against Rabbi Nachman. This is all from the outside. There are people who think that their ani is everybody's ani. That's everybody's ani. Because that's the only thing they know. And by the way, if you ask them, can we talk about my ani? They'll say, no, that's not really the ani. And the reason they're saying that is because they don't understand your ani. They don't know how to speak to your ani. They can only teach the ani that appeals to them. They're not interested. That's what he's talking about, these mechanchim, that are mafatmim, as hamoiches v'salvavos, b'chol ma shechutz mehem. They're fattening the brains and the mind and the hearts with all things that are not, that have no shaykhis to that kid. V'hani halechu mishtakech. Another second. And the ani is going and being more and more forgotten. The caveman she'ein ani. And if there's no ani, listen to what he says, such a deep thing. You should look inside Chaval. This is a historical sentence here. The kaven she'ein ani, and once there is no ani, ein hu. If you don't know I, then there is no he. The kavachomer she'ein ata. And how much more so that when you say to Hashem, Baruch ata, it doesn't mean anything. If, what does it mean, ani? If I am speaking to you, I don't know who I am, so I certainly don't know who you are. Im ein ani, ein hu, v'kal chaymish ein ata. Ruach ha'peinu Mashiach Hashem. What does he say? I want to thank you, Hashem. I want to, but you don't even know what that means. I. What does it mean? I. Who's talking? What's the I? What does it mean? Ani. Ruach ha'peinu Mashiach Hashem. Zeh gevuroso hadar godlo einenu mibechutz lanu. Ruach ha'peinu. Mashiach Hashem is ruach ha'peinu. The Indian of Mashiach is to see to the depths of each and every one of us. Ruach ha'peinu. The breath of our nostrils, of our lives. As Hashem Elokeinu v'David Malkeinu nevakesh. El Hashem v'al tuva nevached. Es ha'ani shelonu nevakesh. We must seek the ani. Our ani. Es ha'atzmeinu nevakesh v'nimtza. And if we seek ourselves, we'll find it. Haser kol Elohei nechar. Get rid of all foreign gods. Haser kol zar u'mamzer. Push away every stranger and every mamzer that's not really us, that's not really you. V'yedatem ke'ani Hashem Elokeichem. You see what a very deep thing he says here. You shall know, if you want to find Hashem, v'yedatem ke'ani Hashem Elokeichem. By looking to the ani of who you are, that's where you're going to find me. V'yedatem ke'ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem Elokeichem you will discover when you find yourself. Ke'ani. The ani of yourself is Hashem Elokeich. That's Hashem Elokeich. The ani. When you get to that part of yourself, that goes back to what Rav Kook said before, that's the beginning of tshuva. If you find yourself, then you can find Hashem. Im yesh ani, yesh hu, v'yesh ata. Im ein ani, ein hu, v'kavuchem, v'shein ata. Hamoitzi eschem eretz Yisrael, Hashem took you out, I took you out of Mitzrayim, liyos lochem l'lukim, to be your God. How am I going to be the God of each and every one of you? The answer is, Ani Hashem. The Ani of who you are, that's Hashem. Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. The I of a person, that's Hashem. That's what Elokus is. The Ani is the Ayin Hanela. The Ani Hashem. Ani is Hashem. That's where you find, not outside. Ani Hashem. When you find the Ani, that's where Rav Kook says, Miyad, Miyad, immediately, he's able to return to Hashem. Because Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem Elokeich. I am Hashem. In the I, you will, and only in the I, will you find Hashem. That's where you find the Baruch Shalom. So you can go around looking at the mountains and say, oh, there is God. And you look at the clouds and you say, there is God. That's a very nice thing. And you heard somewhere that inspires you to think about Hashem, and it's nice. And Hashem certainly is there. He's everywhere. But only when you come to the Ayin HaNe'elam within yourself, are you able to be misdabik to the Ein HaNelam in the cloud, in the mountain? Or else you just appreciate a nice scene. A lot of people like that. They like nature. It's nice. So you just say there's God. Okay, that's good. This makes it more worth paying thousands of dollars to get to that place, I guess. But Ani is Hashem. Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. Okay, Bez Hashem. We'll continue next. We'll continue next.
Is anybody interested in making a marav over here now?